The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles.
Hello, Charles. Two fascinating stories today, somewhat linked in a way. First, some cheery medical news.
Oh, good.
Microplastics, you know, incredibly tiny pieces of plastic.
Yes.
They've been found.
Not necessarily that small, though. I mean, microplastics, they're not the worst thing in the world.
I think they're a nanoplastic.
Oh, really? Are they that small?
Even smaller.
Right.
More than half of the people undergoing surgery for clogged arteries in this study have blood vessels that are riddled with microplastics. And a far greater chance of dying and stroke and heart attack.
Right.
Compared to those whose arteries were free of plastic. That doesn't seem good.
But is there any? I thought the whole point about microplastics is that we all have them. It's like an equal opportunity.
We all have them in our bodies.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then there's also the news. It's an amazing expose in Wired. They've managed to get the plans of Mark Zuckerberg's supervillain lair. It's a $270 million US compound in Hawaii with a giant underground bunker. Cameras everywhere and lots of hidden doors. So we can take a look at that. If anyone's thinking of building a bunker, this really is. It's a cutting-edge design to avoid it all.
Well, I just hope that he shares the whole design process and building thing on Instagram.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like Andy Lee's doing at the moment with his old expensive house.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it all out there.
Yeah. Now that sounds very good.
Plenty to get into. Just before we do, it's been a while since we talked about the reviews of the podcast on Apple Podcasts. You can jump on there. Please leave us a 5-star review out of kindness or appreciation or pity.
I literally hate this part of the show.
And the only review that's been written recently.
I know what this is going to be about.
It says, literally, great show, 5 stars. Particularly like the way Charles Firth relentlessly, incorrectly uses the word literally.
Okay. I have a problem with this, which is that literally can mean both literally, I mean literally, literally, but it can also mean the opposite of literally.
Figuratively.
Figuratively.
It can literally mean figuratively.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it can figuratively, literally mean figuratively.
So this reviewer says that you use it in order to sound like a moronic teenager for comedic effect. Works pretty well. Is this because you have teenagers?
Is that
where you've picked it up?
Is that how I come across as young? I take that as a compliment. Well,
the reviewer by the name of Annoying Pedant says, at least I assume it's for comedic effect, as the alternative is that he has actually has no clue. And they should have written literally no clue, shouldn't they?
Literally no clue.
What the word literally means. So thank you for that review. That's exactly what I like to see.
Mm.
5 stars and a fairly close to the bone personal attack. Mm. 5 stars from me for the review. Well done.
Annoying Pedant. Are we sure that's not from you, Dom?
Well, Annoying Tick Pedant Tick. I wouldn't give the show 5 stars. All right, let's crack on to those stories after this.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So where will we start, Charles? Let's start with the microplastics, because this is troubling news. Our lifestyles are killing us. But on the bright side, Charles, how good is plastic?
The most troubling part of this whole story is that Craig was right.
Oh, God, you're right. He was.
Yes. Craig Rucastle. We mocked him for years for banning plastic bags and banning straws.
Straws.
And, oh, my
whinging
God.
Whinging about coffee cups and things.
Oh, my God. But actually, it turns out, while we were snorting lines of plastic.
Yeah, drinking from plastic bottles with abandon.
Mocking him. He was saving people's lives.
I mean, I thought, you know, drinking from a plastic bottle or whatever and recycling it, then my job was done, right? If I drank a bottle of Coke or something, Coke Zero in my case, I can't afford to drink Coke, you put it in the recycling, that's your job done. But apparently, no, microplastics.
I mean, Craig really is the Mother Teresa of the modern era.
Do you think you should get some sort of like Order of Australia or like your sister?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you hate that if Craig and your sister both got made part of the Order of Australia?
How unbearable. So that's the bad news. The good news is that they did a study quite recently to try and track the effects of microplastics on newborn babies.
Oh, wow.
And the great news is that they could not find a control group of people who didn't have microplastics in their placenta. So the point is, this is like, so you go, oh, it's bad because like it's going to kill everyone.
Mm.
But at the same time, it's an equal opportunity problem.
We're all in it together.
Yeah. So it's not like you can escape to the virgin rainforests of Hawaii and not have microplastics. Mm. You literally, we're stuck. This is sort of, it's like all the other world problems that are rapidly being solved.
And
like,
that it, yeah.
Like climate change.
Is that being solved?
And, you know, world famine and world
war
and all that sort of stuff. Where, because everyone in the world has an interest in solving the problem, we're just fixing it up properly.
Yeah, that's right. So there's no doubt that we'll get onto this. We'll just ban plastic probably within a year's time. Mm. I mean, it's pretty bad. They found, they looked at 257 people in Italy with carotid artery disease. That's where the fatty plaque deposits restrict blood flow to the brain.
Mm.
And they found in 60% of patients there were microplastics in those plaques. 3 years after the surgery, 20% of the people with microplastics had died or suffered a stroke or heart attack, and only 7.5% of the microplastic free types suffered the same fate. That, presumably, they're the hippies, though. I mean,
mung beans. Who are those people?
Do you think they surveyed some roo castles for this, this research? They may well have.
Or is there a sort of plastic, you know how the Mediterranean diet was very,
trendy
for health reasons? Is there a sort of plastic-free version of the Mediterranean diet?
Maybe they don't. Along with the olive oil, they eat fewer plastics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And who would have thought processed food would be bad for us?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
where were the warnings?
Shocker. So hold on. So the thing is, does this all mean, though, that, like, heart surgery is now a form of plastic surgery? Like,
oh, that's good.
Like, what does this mean? Like, are we becoming plastic? Like, does it mean...
Well, I was just thinking, are those newborn babies, are they more waterproof than our ancestors?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and plastic.
And if we want to sort of change the shape of our face, can we just get out, I don't know, like an iron or something?
Yeah, just hot mold ourselves.
That's good. Yeah.
And but also we are living longer than ever before. So, okay, there's plastic in all of our arteries.
Yeah.
But maybe that's enduring, helping them to last long. Because plastic doesn't break down.
Exactly.
And also, when I die, I like to think that in thousands of years, my microplastics will be the only part of me that's left. I'll have a legacy for thousands of years through my microplastics.
Yeah, they'll discover dome-shaped microplastics.
Yeah.
And they'll go, oh my God. And they'll interpret it really wrongly, won't they? They'll go, this person must have been considered a god because he was preserved
in
a plastic sheet.
You know, I die, my bones eventually break down. And there's like a me shaped little plastic model.
Yeah.
In somewhere inside the coffin. It's quite.
And you know what will happen? The British, in 5,000 years, the British will discover all these mummified remains of people from all around the world. And for a little period of time, they'll become a delicacy. They'll be eaten by the rich.
Why the British? Because they have no taste in
food.
No,
that's what happened with Egypt when they discovered all the mummies in Egypt. This is the little known fact about why there aren't very many mummies left, is they became a delicacy.
Are you serious?
They used to eat them. The British used to eat mummies. Yes.
Gosh, that explains a lot.
Yes. This is like in the 1870s or whatever.
So colonialism, it's not all bad. It can be delicious. It turns out that's good. Really good.
Yeah, this is what all the sort of anti-colonialists forget is there's upsides.
Yep.
Like absolutely. The deliciousness of the mummified bodies.
This is a good point at which to take a break, I think, and come back with something a little healthier. The Hawaiian lifestyle being enjoyed by Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
So isn't this a great love story? You remember The Social Network where the two of them meet when he's just under investigation by Harvard and being kicked out. He meets the love of his life.
Yes.
And they're still together, Priscilla and Mark.
Isn't that nice?
Well, he has all this sort of deeply personal data on her. I don't think she has much of a choice.
Yeah, right.
And imagine
yeah.
the surveillance she's been put under.
Actually, I think the truth is that Mark was going out with Priscilla before he did Facebook.
Well, was
and the
it,
movie was it, sort oh, of, was it, the movie Facebook. Actually.
It was during the period when he made that face mash thing. That's right, the first thing.
No.
Hot
but,
or not, wasn't
but
it?
Apparently it was actually, he was already going out with her. I saw an interview with him where he meant the timeline on The Social Network was just completely not true. Like, I was already in a steady relationship.
But it was much better for the story that he didn't have a
girlfriend. Yeah.
So,
because otherwise he would have just come across as a creep doing face smash.
Well, the scene at the end where he just refreshes on his ex-girlfriend.
But, you know.
So the scale of this thing is extraordinary. It's 1,400 acres, so absolutely enormous. And basically the way that it works, the size of the bunker is absolutely nuts. This is in Kauai, the smallest island in the Hawaiian chain. And 30 bedrooms, 30 bathrooms.
30 bedrooms?
Yeah, 30 bathrooms.
Why?
And mansions.
Two mansions.
Two mansions joined together, presumably one for help.
Is it underground?
It's got a giant bunker underground part of it.
Because I was going to say, part of the point of living in Kauai is the view.
Yeah, there's a beautiful view of the ocean. Yeah. Maybe there's a view from the bunker somehow. I don't know. On the screen. It's got elevators, offices, conference rooms, huge kitchen.
This is not really a home. Like, if it's got 30 bedrooms and 30 bathrooms.
Well, apparently it's for corporate retreat as well, you know. In the event of the world ending, you'd really want senior management of Meta.
And that's so you can deduct it off tax, presumably.
Presumably, yes.
Yeah.
Well, the best bit, this is actually quite fun. There's a web of tree houses. That will be connected by rope bridges so that you can go in and from one to the other, a bit like the Ewok village in Return of the Jedi.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Yes. Either that or they know that the ground is going to become acidic and you won't be able to walk on it.
I'm not sure what
they know. And this is the question, really. What does Mark Zuckerberg know about this already? So the giant underground bunker it's got an escape hatch with a ladder. There are cameras absolutely everywhere. It's filled with concrete. It's got a giant metal door, like a blast door. So what does he know is my question. It's going to have its own water tank and pumps.
What he knows.
And they grow their own food. So there's absolutely, it can be completely self-sufficient. If the rest of the world ends, this bunker can survive.
But I'll tell you what he knows is that he's exploiting the other 8 billion people on this earth, and that they, if they ever got a glimpse of how much fucking privilege he has compared to the rest of them, they'd fucking murder him in a second. He is acting entirely rationally given his absolute position of brutal, violent privilege that he exercises and fails to cede.
I mean, that's one reason.
He knows he is the problem. This demonstrates that he's got some glimmer of insight into how problematic his very existence is.
Okay, so you've got the sort of tycoon class, time is a million, like the sort of robber baron class.
Yeah.
But there are so many other possible reasons, Charles. I mean, what about just this week, you know, Instagram went down and Threads went down for a period of time. I think the fact that Travis Kelce's brother announced his retirement at the same time that Taylor Swift told everybody to vote, that apparently that broke it.
Right, from what I understand. Right. Okay.
But those people, I mean, people without Instagram, millennials without Instagram for 3 or 4 hours, the Zoomers, would have been ready to murder the owners.
Imagine how essentially the distracted set, i.e. anyone under about 30, who just spends the entire day on Instagram every day or TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
Imagine, if the internet was cut off for a few days.
They would be murderers.
They'd have a glimmer of their own, you know, the rage that they would start to feel would be immense.
It'd be like the, you know, emerging from the Matrix.
Yes.
And suddenly you realize the world sucks.
Yes.
So that's one
possibility. And they in particular have just been completely fucked over by the older generations.
And then what happens in a few years' time when Zuckerberg presumably sacks everybody who works at Facebook and replaces them with an AI, then they'll rise up against him. I don't know which group is the most likely to want to rend him limb from limb. I mean, the fellow Hawaiians who would be annoyed that he took the best bit of the island and built a fence around the whole thing would be pretty cross too, I'd say. He's got a private beach on this thing.
I think this is what these sort of apocalyptic billionaires fail to take into account is that, you know, they exist, but they really do exist at some level only with our consent. You know what I mean? Like, there will come a time when we withdraw their social license and they will be eliminated. And it doesn't matter how thick the wall is, at that point, it's over for them. Don't you think? Like, it's just not true. I mean, Kara Swisher has just written a book called Tech Heads.
Oh, yes.
Extraordinary. It's worth checking out. She's been on several podcasts, including The Daily, the New York Times podcast.
And yet not ours.
But she is a fucking rocking,
yeah, she's extraordinary.
Rocking commentator. But one of her things was she was in a conference with Elon Musk and he was describing his lair, which is based in California somewhere. Mm. And he's got, it's the steel metal door and they've all got bicycles or something to get them to the helicopter to escape, whatever. And she was asked, well, what, you know, would you come knocking on the door? And she'd go, no, I would come knocking on the door with a gun and I would shoot you and then I'd invite all my friends to your lair. And she said it straight to his face. And it's like, that's, you know, like...
He would have just been like, okay, did not compute.
Lair
3.0 with a gun detector.
But it's like, you know, like it's over for... Like that you can't... Like their feelings of it, what this lair represents is their own desire to not feel inadequate.
Yes.
You know, and it doesn't matter how stiff your steel is or how high your treetop canopies with the ropes are, like your feelings of inadequacy are still going to be there. You know, like you can't escape yourself. That's the whole problem that Mark Zuckerberg...
That's the reason I would hate to be in a remote bunker myself.
Yes.
Alone with my own thoughts and no distractions.
Yeah. Yes.
At least where I am now, I can walk to the shops and get a bagel.
And your only connection, presumably, is through Facebook. That would be the worst thing in the world.
The only way you could escape the bunker would be with a Meta headset. Imagine how crap that would be.
Yes. I mean, I can understand. Like, sure, if it was an Apple Vision Pro headset, it'd be all right.
Yeah.
I want to find out where Tim Cook's lair is. I'll go there.
That would be a high tech.
Yeah.
It'd be very beautifully designed.
It would just work. Which as well. Yeah.
Just plug it in.
Yeah.
My favorite detail I think about Zuckerberg's lair, and apparently this is done throughout the property, and he's done it from some other houses as well. Is he loves a hidden entrance. Someone went to visit his house in California once and could not figure out where the door was. Like walked around the whole property.
Yeah.
And then someone saw him on a camera, and suddenly a bit of hedge swings open.
Right.
And that's how you get in. So apparently in the bunker, there's all these walls, like a supervillain's lair.
So
you go over to a wall and suddenly the bookshelf swings open and that's, you know, the office or whatever.
But you know that's actually not intentional at all. What actually happened was that Mark Zuckerberg got the person who designed Facebook's UI to design his house.
And knowing it possibly worked.
And they thought that was the logical way to do it.
Oh, yeah. And imagine trying to exit is impossible. There's more pop-ups, whatever you do. Yeah. So this is what's happening. I guess the point in all this is if you can manage to go and live in a remote lair in Hawaii, you won't be safe from the revolution in any of its forms.
Mm.
But you might be safe from microplastics. That's the one thing you might be able to avoid.
No, but I don't think that's true. Isn't the whole point that, like, Hawaii is right next to the Great Pacific rubbish
garbage patch. Yes.
So
the giant plastic kind of whirlpool of all the plastic that goes in the ocean goes to the one place. And Mark Zuckerberg apparently has a house next to it.
Has a house next to it, probably on top of it, especially or underneath it.
If we could possibly find a way to redirect, like, you know, Sharknado, the notion that a big typhoon dumped all the sharks in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Imagine a plastic Nato that just dumped all of the plastic into Mark Zuckerberg's backyard. That would be a hidden door. So there you go.
Yeah.
Why didn't we invent a world-destroying social network and make all these billions of dollars? You could have hacked it.
No.
You could have programmed it.
Look, I like to think, I mean, sure, it may just not be, we didn't have the ability or something like that. But I like to think we're just nicer people. I think at some level, to succeed on those terms in this world, you've got to be a massive asshole.
Well, the kind of sociopath that goes, yeah, I'm going to need a bunker.
Yeah.
Like we could fix the world.
Yeah.
Let's not do that. Bit complicated. But a bunker we can do.
Or you can be like Craig and actually you know.
And the use of plastics.
And the use of plastics and use your abilities for good.
Oh,
I know.
Nauseating.
I know.
I just can't see
I literally just vomited.
How Gary's from Road. We're part of the Icon Class Network and we'll see you tomorrow.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.